We now enter into Holy Week, the week that is meant to be set aside from every other week of the year. For many of us, there are, I think, one of two options for how we are in the midst of our Lenten journey. Either we have grown tired and weary and have given up some of the penances and sacrifices and prayers that we were going to do. We are tired and very much looking forward to Easter. I want to encourage, no matter where you are in that spectrum, to persevere, to endure, and to spend much time in prayer this week, as much as you can. Spend time doing penances and sacrifices, uniting ourselves with Christ on the cross. Allowing that to be an opportunity to know the great love of the Father. We hear tonight, after Jesus leaves the Passover, his Last Supper, he goes out to pray. He takes with him Peter, James, and John, his inner circle, men he loves dearly. He asks them to stay with him for just an hour. They stumble and fall three times, falling asleep, not staying present with our Lord, not being with him. Make sure that is not you this week. Take advantage of what lies before us. It might be long, it might be tiring, but the reward will be great. We also know that many times throughout our life, we're given the opportunity to stand up for the faith, and sometimes that's just within the interiority of our own life, our own heart. We also hear of just this individual man that we don't have identified. Some believe it is Mark who wrote the gospel we just heard proclaimed. When he's given the opportunity to show his allegiance to Christ, he runs away. And in that, we're told that he runs away naked because the garment that he has, the linen he has, is taken away from him. The word that is used is the same word that is used later to describe a baptismal garment. In his moment of weakness, he forfeits his relationship with God. Of course, we know that we can reconcile with our Lord, but it's far better to never be put in that position. Again, especially this week, spending that time in prayer is how we fight against that tendency, that struggle. And as we are able to participate, especially in the solemn liturgies of the Holy Triduum, we walk slowly, prayerfully, through our Lord's final hours, so we can get to the joy of the resurrection, so we can remember from the depths of our soul, this is not the end of the story. It continues. And that's what God wants for each one of us. And so as we move into this week, let's pray that each one of us may stay strong in the faith. Each one of us may prioritize time with God. Each one of us will not fall asleep, but will stay awake to comfort our Lord in his agony. And let's pray that we can take his love, his mercy into the world.